This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The Russian military Friday sent missile strikes into neighborhoods in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and launched a barrage of missiles against an aircraft repair installation and an airport on the outskirts of the western city of Lviv, close to the Polish border. One person was reported wounded. Satellite photos show the strike destroyed a repair hangar and appeared to damage two other buildings. A row of fighter jets appeared intact, but an apparent impact crater sat in front of them. Ukraine said it had shot down two of six missiles launched in the attack, which it believed to have come from the Black Sea. The early morning attack was the closest strike yet to the center of Lviv, which has become a crossroads for people fleeing from other parts of Ukraine and for others entering to deliver aid or join the fight. Meanwhile, in the southern city of Mariupol, rescue workers searched for survivors in the ruins of a theater blasted by a Russian airstrike Wednesday. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say 130 people have been rescued from the ruins of a theater that served as a shelter when it was blasted by a Russian airstrike on Wednesday in the besieged southern city of Mariupol. But the Ukrainian Parliament's Human Rights Commissioner tells local news, according to our data, there's still more than 1,300 people in these basements, in this bomb shelter. We pray that they will be alive, but so far there's no information about them. Meanwhile, President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian shelling is still preventing the establishment of effective humanitarian corridors from Mariupol. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia's UN ambassador Vasily Nebenzia earlier Friday denied Russia had anything to do with the attack on the theater in Mariupol. This is VOA News.